What's going on? This is Black Metaphor, and you're listening to the Free Game Podcast.
I'm Blanco the Hill. You're listening to Free Game Podcast.
It's Deborah Manis Gardner from DMG Clearances, and you are listening to Free Game Podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Fuse, PLA Mafia, holding it down with the Free Game Podcast. Make sure you check it out.
What up, though? Free Game Producer Podcast, episode 108. My name is Brian Andre. I got the best podcast show producer in the land, straight out of Columbus, Ohio. Said Cleveland by accident. Straight out of Columbus, Ohio, London Elixir. What up, London?
What up?
Coco in the building, you know what I'm saying? DJ extraordinaire, engineer extraordinaire, businesswoman extraordinaire. You know what I'm saying?
Popping out here in these streets.
Popping out here. I saw her with Taraji P. Henson last week, you know, doing some press stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got Super Bowl fire stuff going on. Like,
we can't keep up with her.
Yeah, Coco getting in, you know. The big homie Willpower is in the building somewhere. He may or may not make it because he's busy. So we're going to try to get him in here. If we don't, it's all good. Panama in the building.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Panama.
One of the homies.
Yo.
Marketing, business, you know, the whole nine. He just hanging out with us, you know what I'm saying? We just kind of sitting here at the facility, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
All the rooms got stuff going on.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody's recording.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's meetings and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Things are really popping over here at Gray Matter Collective. Yes. If you need a studio in Atlanta, you need a creative space in Atlanta, you know, you ought to hit us up, you know what I'm saying? And get one of those specials, you know what I'm saying? Because there's always something going on. And you never know who you might run into here. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So,
facts.
You know, be aware of that, you know. Definitely. How y'all feeling? Y'all feeling all right?
I'm good. How you feeling?
Man. I'm feeling good. London dropped that new Soda City this week.
Yeah. So this one's Graffiti. This year it's the New York
boom
version.
Back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. How are you? How are those doing? People listening? People responding?
Yeah, getting
well
a lot of responses, like people tagging me in their posts on Instagram and listening. So it's actually doing really well. A lot more engagement than when I was dropping beats on my website. I wasn't expecting that. So it's going well.
Nice. And a quick little, I guess, segue. I'm looking at you. We talked about merch a couple weeks ago on the podcast, and London's wearing her merch now, and I didn't realize it was so fancy. She got some zippers going on. She got, like, pockets on the arms and all this stuff.
Nice.
She got
bomber.
The logos, and, you know, that's not no cheap. Is it a jacket or a shirt?
Yeah, it's a bomber jacket. Yeah,
bomber jacket for the winner.
She got a bomber jacket.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, see, the jacket isn't for sale. This one is just
for sale.
Yeah,
oh.
So, like, this is, like, my jacket. Yeah. Oh. I just got the T-shirts and the hats for sale. T-shirts and the hats. I should do the jackets,
Yes,
too?
Yes.
See, I don't be knowing because, like, I be, like, so this is how I do. I have, like, jackets and stuff that I like my style. And then I'll be like, oh, I'll just get a plain one and put my logo on it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I do. But with stuff like this, it's so specific. I don't know if people are going to like it. So I don't like doing, like, super extra things.
Like, is that, like, rose gold or pink or something
like
that?
Yeah, it is. Soft pink's my favorite color. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fly. And, you know, we're talking about merch on demand. You know, a lot of merch on demand companies even do jackets and stuff.
Yeah, now that I know about merch on demand, thanks to Brian and the Free Game Podcast, maybe I will get some jackets.
Oh, that's dope. But I wanted to mention because, you know, we took that conversation on merch and I kind of was doing a little more research and you know merch is a big business even for the labels. You know how they do those bundles where you know you buy a jacket and you get an album free. And I've been preaching to y'all for a couple years now about the fact that you can't necessarily sell a physical copy of something all the time,
right?
But you can like substitute that with like a piece of merch. Well, I was researching it and Universal Music last year did $250 million on merch.
Whoa.
$250 million on merch alone. And Warner Music bought a merch company for like $180 million, a German merch company they bought last year. And I think Universal bought another one as well. So they're obtaining these merch companies.
Smart.
You know, to kind of make it a part of their overall mix. And like I always preach, you can do these same things on a smaller level, on a smaller scale. Mm. So you may not do $250 million, but you might do six figures maybe.
That's
you know,
true.
If you popping. That's another reason why I always say, you know, you may have like 100 million streams and they clown you for because the pay is low on that, but you can convert those into sales, baby.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? And I think certain portals like Spotify even like allow you to kind of integrate that with your artist website, your artist page. You know, so look into
you
that.
You can integrate merch?
I believe you can.
Huh, I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question, man. Mm-hmm. So let's say this thought artists out there like let's just use 21 Savage for an example as an artist. If he sells a certain amount of number of records and he still has to recoup, does the merch kind of help him recoup to where he can see a profit?
Shout out to Joey too, man. I hollered at Joey. I talked to Joey last night, man.
He and make the job easy, Joey.
He over at Nashville. I wish Will was here. He over at Blackbird Studios in Nashville for a semester, and that's where we did our very first Beats and Business seminar. Mm. So he hit me last night. He's like, "Yo, B." He was like, "Were you and Will ever here at Blackbird? Because there's super hot Beats stickers all over like the school." There you go. Yeah. And I was like, "As a matter of fact, we were. We did the first." Beats and Business seminar there exactly, I think, 5 years ago on Martin Luther King weekend. So that's a tangent. But back to your question. I don't know, but I will say this, though. We have to get some kind of expert from one of the labels to answer that question. But I would make an argument if I'm an attorney or if I'm or a manager representing an artist, I would make an argument that it should, because they're packaging, they're counting album sales when you buy a piece of merch now. So if you're going to count that towards, like, the sound scan numbers, the Billboard numbers, how can you not count that towards the overall mix? Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, labels, businesses are kind of slick these days. Mm-hmm. So I can see, like, language being put in the contracts that may state, you know, kind of X-ing that out and only going off strings. But I would argue, you know, that it has to count. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that, but I like the research, curious. So I would dig in there. But yeah. No merch is a real, real big business, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to start off there, but I was looking at the jacket London was wearing. That's a good question. And the whole point of saying that is because a lot of our listeners are independent artists, and a lot of these strategies you can employ on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you believe you're a dope artist, man, make a goal to do six figures in merch. Make that a goal. I think if you sell, what, $20 t-shirts, that's what, I don't know, what, 1,000 times 20 is 20,000, 10,000 times 20. Yeah, about maybe like 12 to 15,000, 1,000 units, t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies. Why not go for that? You know what I'm saying? Why not try that? So, yeah, shout out to everybody out there selling merch, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a real big business, you know, quarter billy, you know what I'm saying? And if you count up all the labels, it's probably close to $1 billion. If you count up like all the labels. So anyway, that's that, man. New music out. You know, every year the industry kind of shuts down like after Christmas. You know what I'm saying? It kind of shuts down, and then it kind of, you know, the end of January, you start to see projects come back out.
Yeah.
You know, end of January, and I think, you know, we just starting to see that now with Future's album, Wizard, that came out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. 20 tracks on there?
Let me see. How many tracks is on there? There are 20 exactly on there. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Future. That album is slated to do like 130,000 first week, you know what I'm saying?
I like it. It's a dope album.
You like it?
Yeah.
It was cool. I thought it was right on par with, like, I thought it was more so, because, you know, Future had those two albums come out, mm-hmm. I think in 2016. He had Hendrix and Future. This is more on the Future side,
right,
as opposed to Hendrix. Hendrix is one of my favorite albums that came out the last 5 years, period. Okay. I love the album so much. This album, Wizard, is more of the trappy Future,
right,
you know what I'm
right,
saying, which he's known and loved for. Let me shout out the producers on here, though. Let me shout out, it's a long list, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of producers on here. Let me shout out ATL, Jacob, Billboard Hitmakers, Southside, Tay Keith, Weezy, Rick Rax and Matt Camp, TM88, Q-Beats, Weston Weiss, Kyle Van Ripper, Jambo Beats, DY Crazy and Will of Fool, Frankie Bash, Corbin, Distance Decay, J-Vi Rockamore, The Loopholes, Friend of the Show Fuse from 808 Mafia, Richie Soof, and 1985. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them producers, man. Hope y'all got paid well. I'm sure the album's going to do well. Y'all probably going to have another platinum album under y'all belt. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was cool, you know.
It's a vibe.
Future is one of my favorite artists to work out to in the gym.
Okay, yeah. I can feel that.
Because the energy.
Right,
the energy.
Right,
and he talking all this shit, too. Yeah. He be talking that shit. You know, I'm like, I feel like I'm on a yacht and with bitches and you know, right, and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm on a treadmill trying to lose weight. But, hey, I'm with him. I'm with him, though. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to that album. J. Cole put out a new song.
What you thought? What you think?
I thought it was cool. Middle Child, produced by T-Minus. Now, T-Minus is one of my favorite producers out of that whole, like, even though I don't think he signed to OVO, but he's kind of like in that whole Drake team, kind of, you know, with Boy Wonder, all those guys.
Right,
right. He my favorite out of all of them, T-Minus is, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a bit, and he kind of retired for a while. I think when we first started the podcast, we had a little Where's T-Minus campaign going, trying to figure out where he went because he kind of retired, but I'm glad he's back. The song was cool. It's a nice sample, you know what I'm saying? It was, I will say, it was hyped up to be like the end all, like it's about to be just Armageddon. He making a list, checking it twice and loading the bullets up. He about to, and it was more so, it was cool. And if you all don't understand the concept of Middle Child being that J. Cole is, he's not a new artist, but he's not like an OG, but he's kind of like in the middle, like the middle child, you know what I'm saying? He kind of played off that. Always a great introspective message with J. Cole, you know. I thought it was cool. If y'all heard it,
I thought it was dope, you know. But back to your the overhyped part. So, was it marketed right or just overhyped? Because you know, if it's kind of overhyped,
I think it was marketed good.
Right.
I just think that, like, here's the thing though. You have to, like, when you have these rollouts, you got to be aware of your equity when you do that. And what I mean by that is, like, you build up equity, right, with these releases and get everybody watching. It's almost like crying wolf. If you don't deliver, then the next time you do this, I'm like, okay, well, you know. So to me, it's almost a little wasted equity, you know what I'm saying? It was a dope record. I still think it's a dope record, but, you know, because everybody been saying, hey, Cole, including me, your production is dope. We love you, but you're like one of the all time greats now. So you need better production. You gotta. So for me, it's like, okay, you get T-Minus, so it's gonna be like something incredible, and it was really good, super dope. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and then the whole thing he tweeted out, the whole making the list.
Yeah.
So we expecting a diss record. Like, who you gonna diss? You ain't diss nobody, man. We thought you about to come from somebody's head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he had a couple little, maybe subliminals towards Kanye and all this. Man, no, bro. I need you to take niggas' heads off, bro. Like, you making a list, you loading up bullets in the gun, checking it twice, nigga. Come on, bro.
Right.
Knock some heads off, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I enjoyed it. I think his stands are pleased.
Of course, always.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to rep it to the death.
Always. Know? I was listening to another podcast yesterday. I won't say what it was. They had a whole, like, 30-minute discussion about who is J. Cole dissing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all this stuff. And it's like, you know, I just think that, I don't know. It was dope, though. It was dope. Something else I saw in the news, Patreon. You know, we got a Patreon page. We don't promote as much. But do you know that, like, creators, they paid out $500 million last year.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and these are mostly just to creators. Because Patreon, from what I found out in my research, is used for, like, creators to deal with their fans.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, shit, you know, what part of the game am I missing? You know what I'm saying? So, any kind of way that you can interact with your fans and get them to kind of, like, participate with you financially is a good idea. But, yeah, they paid out $500 million to creators last year. And they expect them to do the same thing this year.
They paid out $500 million
to
creators.
In other words, fans paid money.
Paid the creators. Okay.
And all together, it was $500 million.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In a year. So.
Patreon.com/free game.
Right. So that's got to be the wave. I mean, again, the whole thing with gaining fans is to get fans to participate financially with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole goal. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, I always see, for me, whenever I see all these numbers, whether it be streaming, merch, Patreon, my thing now is like, you know what? How can you get involved with that as a creator at home?
Right.
Producer, as an artist, songwriter. Think outside the box, because the money's out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Free game.
Don't you have one too? Don't you got your own page?
Yeah, yep. I haven't really been promoting mine yet either, because I'm still creating it. I've never heard of Twitch.
It's like video games, right? Twitch.
Yeah. Academics kill on that.
People make beats on Twitch? Okay. I'm going to have to look into Twitch. But yeah, I got a Patreon page. I'm still deciding how I want to do my tiers. So that's why I haven't really, like, put it out there yet. Right now, I just have, like, a lower level tier where you could kind of follow my journey as a music producer, interact with me. But coming up with some other things to do on there. So whenever I get it all created out, I'll definitely let you guys know.
Sure. Yeah, go for that, man. Go for that. But yeah, it's a lot of new music coming out. Shout out to Boogie from Shady Records.
I'm ready for that tomorrow.
I'm so ready for that tomorrow.
Like, Static Selector just played a record off the album. Oh my
I'm going to be here tonight working, so I'm going to listen to it.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, Boogie is an artist from Compton, signed to Shady Records. And I got double reason. Number one, I always fuck with anything Detroit, Shady Records, Eminem, Detroit. So I'm always going to be like, I'm biased towards that. Right. And then, like, I'm West Coast biased. Yes. Like, I'm a West Coast hip-hop guy. Like, I am all the way. So I'm anything from Compton, nigga. Like, sign me up automatically. Like, listen, my favorite rapper is The Game. I was a Game fan before I heard a song.
Okay.
I heard Dre sign him from Compton. Oh, that's my favorite rapper, nigga. Straight up. So, like, Kendrick from Compton. Oh, you know, so. And then I heard Silent Ride is one of my favorite new songs out. Silent Ride is real dope. And his album cover is dope. So I'm looking forward to that, too. I'm like you.
Yeah, so, I can't wait.
So bring it on, man.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't wait. Has anybody heard the T-Pain single?
With Tory Lanez.
Yes.
Me and my boy Steve Keys, we were listening to that last night.
I like that.
That's a hard record.
Right.
That's a hard record.
If you haven't heard it, check it out.
It's called
I just know the hook, Get Your Roll On, but is it something else?
I think it's, I'm gonna be looking at it right now. Yeah. That's a dope record. The video's dope too.
See, I haven't seen the video yet.
It's called Get Your Roll On. Yeah, Get Your Roll On. It's a very dope record, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, man. Yeah, like it's a captivating melody. Yes. If I do say so myself,
yes,
you know what I'm saying. I like inspiration. You know what I'm saying. And that kind of inspired me to go create when I hear something like that. You know what I'm saying. But that's a dope record. T-Pain featuring Tory Lanez, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying.
Very
so, and you know, I think A Boogie is still doing well. His album is still like, I think it was number one on the Billboard Hot 200 for like. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I think it's number two or three now with Future is going to be throwing them. But yeah, shout out to everybody out here doing music.
Right.
Now is the time to put some music out, man.
Right,
everybody's, you know, getting in the game now, man. So,
that's
you
fact.
Know what I'm saying? But that's kind of all I got, man. There's other stuff in the news I could talk about, but, you know, ain't too much, you know, popping out here. I think Willpower's walking around, so he might not get in on it, but I'm sure he says what's up to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Follow willpower.com. He's got a songwriting camp coming up. I don't know what the how many people is left to sign up, but go to willpower.com, WLPWR.com, and if there's any slots left, you can get one. I'm sure we can make room for you, so go sign up for that songwriting camp. February 7th, 8th and 9th, or 8th
and 9th? 8th, 9th, and 10th. That weekend, around the 8th of February.
I'm going to pull it up right now. Hold on, pull it up right now.
Weekend following the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of that, who y'all got in the Super Bowl? Who y'all got?
Man, you know what? I really don't care. I'm just happy the Saints did not win.
Wow.
That was the only thing while I was sick.
They cheated
coughing.
The Saints, though. They cheated them.
Yeah, bro. I've heard.
Well, the Saints were up 13-0.
That's true.
You know, I mean, the Saints had ample opportunities to win this game.
That's true. Now, they still cheated.
Now, that was a bad call. Bad non-call. But I'm not mad at it.
I don't understand the hate, you know, against the Saints. Like,
well,
but I don't be watching football.
It's
so.
A rival.
I'm a Falcons fan, so it's just a rivalry between the two.
Okay.
And have you ever watched a Saints game with a Saints fan before?
No.
Okay, so they dance at every first down.
They dance?
They dance.
That sounds like fun.
No, it's not fun. I understand a touchdown. But come on, every first down.
Oh, not a touchdown, a first down.
Every first down? Come on, man. Stop. Don't do that.
Yeah, they're celebrating. You got to get a first down to get a touchdown, right?
We don't need a second line every time we get a first down. We don't need that.
But I know y'all mad that the Patriots got here, though, because, you know, Patriots, y'all don't want to see him.
You know, I put money on the Patriots, so I wasn't mad that they won.
That's a good bet. That's a good game, too.
It was a great game. Both games were good. You know,
they were.
I was quite entertained.
I was going for KC.
A lot of people was, man. And KC had a great year, man. That Patrick Mahomes, man, phenomenal.
Showed up.
I didn't expect them to play as well in the playoffs because, you know, that curse that they have playing at home. So I picked them to lose against the Colts. They beat the Colts. And they
really?
Almost, yeah, I did. Because of the curse. I remember a couple years ago, it might have been last year.
Because of the
year,
curse. Niggas said because of the curse.
I remember last year, they were up 21-0 at home.
They had Alex Smith,
against
though, right?
Tennessee.
That's still Alex Smith, I believe, right?
Might have been.
I think so.
Might have been. And Tennessee came back and won that thing 22-21, something like that. And it's been happening year after year. They'll host a playoff game and they'll just end up losing it. And so I was like, I'm going with the house on that one, man.
I think they're gonna be all right. I think they'll win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
I can see them in there.
I think so. You know. Shout out to them, man. But yeah, the Willpower's Rider Retreat is February 8th, 9th, and 10th. Go to willpower.com. Go to shop for products. It's at the bottom of the page. Shop, you know what I'm saying? Sign up for that. But God bless everybody, man. Thank you for listening. You know what I'm saying? We got some cool stuff coming up. A lot of cool interviews we working on behind the scenes. It's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that's it. Beat break from somebody. Yes, sir.
That's all.